This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Washington, where Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been looking into what may now be the doomed federal health care law. Kimberly?
On health care, President-elect Donald Trump has had a pretty consistent message, and his supporters have had a pretty consistent response throughout the campaign.
We are going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
What Trump says he will create instead is a system more reliant on private health care savings accounts. And as he explained at the debate in St. Louis last month,
we have to get rid of the lines around the state, artificial lines, where we stop insurance companies from coming in and competing.
He's referring there to his plan to let people shop for insurance plans across state lines. Trump also wants to let people fully deduct health insurance premiums from their taxes, as well as import cheaper pharmaceutical drugs from overseas. All of this, according to Trump, will factor into his larger plan to create more jobs.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. This morning, we've been exploring the implications of a Trump presidency for trade policy and health care policy. Marketplace's education correspondent, Amy Scott, now on that.
Trump has proposed a $20 billion school choice plan that would allow low-income families to send their kids to the school of their choice, including private schools. Of course, school choice is popular with Republicans, and with the Republican Party maintaining control of Congress, that plan could get some traction. Donald Trump also has a child care plan allowing families earning less than $500,000 a year to deduct the average cost of child care from their taxable income. On higher ed, he said he wants the federal government to get out of the student loan business and bring private lenders back into the student aid program, expand income-based repayment on student loans, and end the tax-exempt status for colleges with large endowments if they don't spend more of their money on students and reducing tuition.
Amy, thank you. Corporate America is also waking up to this unexpected result. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more. Lewis, how's the private sector going to parse this?
A Trump presidency is a huge mixed bag for businesses. On the one hand, we've seen a lot of hand-wringing from powerful groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over Trump's protectionist rhetoric, the suggestion that he'd block trade deals. The National Association of Manufacturers shares that concern. CEO Jay Timmons.
The business community has to do a better job of communicating the benefits of trade.
On the other hand, tax reform could happen, and that could come along with big tax cuts for corporations. Todd McCracken with the National Small Business Association says his members mostly like that idea. One area where they're more split is immigration. Businesses in areas with more immigrant workers have concerns, and of course, many small businesses are immigrant-run.
And from the small business perspective, it is remarkable how entrepreneurial immigrants are.
Finally, industries like oil and gas and big banks might be celebrating a possible easing up on regulation.
Lewis, thank you.